Hey there, and welcome back to the Adaptives podcast. This episode, we're going to be talking about branded digital products. I have Kat and Mark with me from Egu. Hi there.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. tell me a bit about both yourself and the company that you both run together.
Okay, so Egu is an award-winning digital learning agency driven by design. We've been actually going for like the last 20 years, but have recently rebranded to Egu. We used to be called OnClick, but in the last year we did a big rebrand, really to reflect our shift as a design agency in our naming. We both, Mark and I, our backgrounds are in sort of more graphic design, branding and PR and promotion. So we feel we take quite a different angle to how we approach a digital learning project. And really that kind of focus on branding and PR is really important to us. But as a company, we create completely bespoke digital learning products, nothing off the shelf. We also create a lot of animation and video, but our prime core service is really digital courseware, for which we primarily use Adapt, which is why we're here.
Excellent. So what's the kind of clients that you work with traditionally?
So it's a complete range of clients. We work a lot in healthcare, so we work a lot with NHS trusts and ambulance services. We work a lot with charities like Copperfieldbrook, Heart UK, universities, local authorities, corporates. You know, it really, because we're bespoke, we can sort of tackle any kind of subject matter, because the way we work is really in partnership with the subject experts with our clients. So there's no real set kind of industry we can only work with at all. We're very versatile.
Cool. So when you're working with clients, is it mostly like a bespoke basis, like every single project you're creating new content for each company, or do you have a kind of more off the shelf approach where you have the content already and it's mostly about repackaging it for each specific customer as they request it?
Well, so what tends to happen is a client comes to us with, they've created some content already. They tend to be the expert. So if we're working, well, we haven't got a medical background. So if it's, you know, NHS that have come to us or paramedics, they come to us with an idea of a course they want to create, then we'll work alongside their subject experts to turn that content into a course. So it'll usually be a PowerPoint or something, or even a manual that they've got about a new piece of equipment that they need to get out there. So what we would do is, with our instructional designers, was work out how that content could be turned into an e-learning course or a piece of digital training. So that's where that sort of the collaboration comes. And then we will, using something like Adapt or the Adobe Suite software, we'll either create some videos or the course, and we will then also brand that with their look and feel. And
I think the only time we might sort of do things off the shelf is where we're using it, past projects that other potential clients might be interested in. So, for example, we have rebranded products between local authorities where they've wanted like a smoking cessation course, but rebranded in their own brand guidelines and local content. Equally, when we work with ambulance services, they often want to buy into things we've developed, but they also want their own end product. So we would rebrand, change copy, add their own video content, etc. But it gives us a good starting point that like 80% of the work is done there. And we do it in a way that actually, if we do resell, we share the sale costs with the original commissioner as well. So it's quite a good way for them to earn back money and then reinvest in more digital learning themselves.
Cool. Awesome. So when you work with clients, you're using Adapt, how do you decide to like apply branding elements? Is there, you know, do you have your own theme that you start with for each course and reuse it from there? Or are you, you know, doing deeper customizations, like changing fonts, colors, that kind of stuff? Like,
yeah, so we tend to, so based on the core sort of vanilla theme, we've made our own sort of changes that we like throughout courses. So I do have a set of, I do most of the changes just in CSS, and I have a set sort of kind of theme that we kind of use. But then what we would do is, yes, fully customize that. So using clients' typefaces, we will use their colors and then try and bring that to sort of life and make it look and feel like their current digital products, whether it's their website, if they've got videos, they've got other even apps out there, stuff like this. We try and make it look as
like seamless.
Yeah, so
other online presentation.
Yeah, and that's one thing we do find with Adapt that is so powerful, is that it is so customizable. We've used in the past, we used to use primarily Adobe Captivate or Articulate, and we found that even though they've got their own benefits, they are very restrictive in terms of what you can and can't sort of customize. And so, yeah, Adapt has just allowed us to, because of its open source nature, has allowed us to customize it in a way that other rapid learning tools haven't been able to do in the past. So, yeah, even it tends to be mostly in terms of graphics, imagery, how imagery is used, how typefaces are applied, colors, logos, all that kind of stuff, even like logos in the header. It's just all that kind of, and it also, because of the way Adapt works in terms of it's a sort of scroll down nature rather than a slideshow, it just feels more like a website rather than just a standard slideshow PowerPoint document. So, yeah.
A big reason for the move was from Captivate that we originally used as our primary tool was needing and wanting to seek something that was much more effective as a mobile responsive delivery, and that ticked boxes on accessibility as well, which was something really important to our clients. These are things that Captivate just wasn't delivering for us, and Adapt just seemed the best solution out there for our needs. And you know, if we are to make changes to branding and things like that, it can be done in the core rather than, you know, updating every single slide like you would in the other alternative solutions.
I mean, that, yeah, another important thing actually is how responsive Adapt is in terms of going from a desktop to a mobile device. Like Captivate, for example, you'd have to almost build the course three times. So you'd have the states in between things sort of, they kind of snap into place, but it was just very clunky.
Yeah.
And if a client came back with a change to a course, we'd have to apply that that change three times. Whereas Adapt is very simplified, but we love the way it's responsive, the way it works on a mobile. It's a big thing for our clients, especially for people like paramedics who might be doing their training in between calls. They'll be given mobile devices to do their training on solely. And whereas other people in the organization might be doing their training on a desktop. So actually it being responsive like that, we want everyone to be able to get the same experience and be able to do the same courses rather than having to do a specific mobile version of the course or something like that. So, yeah.
Mm. So. Yeah. One of the benefits of Adapt is like when you republish, for example, imagine you had like a component and it wasn't doing accessibility the most up-to-date way, or there was found some improvement that could be found, like that the developer of that plugin can like push an update, you download it to your authoring tool, and then you just go into every single course and press re-preview and it will automatically recompile that new plugin into your thing. Like if you did that in Storyline or Captivate, I'd imagine you'd have to manually like copy and paste the code in, or like rebuild it yourself essentially. So
yeah.
It's a very big benefit of Adapt.
I mean, the community, that open source nature of Adapt and the community is like really important to us as well. We're a small development team. All of our staff here are trained in Adapt. We all use it at different phases of development, which is really great. We don't just have one core development team who use it. But in terms of, you know, keeping our costs low, keeping our running times good, being able to access that community of support when we need it, it's like having, you know, freelancers on hand should you need like updates to certain things. It's really good. So we do rely on that quite a lot. And even for ideas and inspiration, sometimes it can be really beneficial as well.
Yeah, I think that's another huge benefit of Adapt, is that because the authoring tool is independent from the content, like the content and the building of the authoring tool, like the e-learning development side, like building interactions, that kind of stuff, you could have someone who hasn't got any background in e-learning development, and they can just go into Adapt, fill in a form. Maybe you give them like a couple of hours of training to help them understand what's happening and how to apply extensions, that kind of stuff. But they're able to just build content very rapidly, and it's so much faster than doing it in these traditional e-learning authoring tools, which is really great.
I mean, we find that we can sometimes skip the process of developing mock-ups and things like that for clients, because it's so that much quicker to actually just build a prototype directly within the software.
I mean, the nature of a lot of our clients is that the turnaround time that on projects as well is very small. So they might, like during COVID, for example, we were working with the NHS, and they needed up-to-date infection prevention control courses released within 10 days. So rather than obviously doing mock-ups and storyboarding a course, we were able to, because we already had a template for them, we were able to almost just build the first draft of the course in the software with the content, and they were able to preview it. Like actually a working prototype within 7 days. And it was great that we could actually do that.
Yeah.
And then when they came back with changes, it was very easy to make those changes and to update the course. Whereas with other software, we found that there could be a big lag. And in terms of even just getting a first project out there, in terms of publishing it and getting it all working, it was very convoluted. Whereas Adapt, everything's kind of, they're already for you. It's almost like a push of a button. You've got a SCORM ready course already that you can send out there.
We do also, like our clients, like Mark says, we often work to quite tight timeframes, but we're often working to quite tight budgets as well, the type of clients we work with. So it does allow us to create this really high-end branded product at low cost, which we really like. A lot of our clients don't really, although we, you know, we're all trained in it, we could train our clients to take over the raw files and update it themselves, but they don't really have the technical know-how or the time sometimes to be doing that. So, you know, the way we work with them is that they just come back to us as a user, like an extension of their digital team, really, and they just come back to us for minor updates should they need it, and we just charge by the hour. But we find that really quite seamless in the way it works. That's another benefit from our point of view about the processes. But
I mean, I think that's a huge benefit of Adapt, is because it's license free, like you can basically choose the workflow that makes sense. Like if a client had that in-house knowledge and was willing to spend some time, they could set up and Adapt itself, and you could share the source code and they can make the future maintenance of the tool itself. But at the same time, you can just choose to work in that way. Whereas with like Storyline or anything that has a license, you're basically forced into a very singular way of doing things, which you know, doesn't always make sense and can be a real restriction. Is there anything that you'd like to see, like any challenges you currently have with Adapt? Anything that could be improved or fixed?
So I think one of the big things we would like to see improved is like the media library, is that when files are uploaded, obviously they never really they're never deleted. So sometimes when we're, because we don't tend to do mock-ups of the course before it's actually built. We, if there's a placeholder image that's uploaded with a watermark on, for example, they're always stuck in that library. And also if we're uploading resources like a PDF and then that PDF is updated, the old PDF is still in the library. I mean, ideally we'd love to be able to, if there was a capability of replacing an asset in the library, that would be incredible. So videos we don't tend to upload to the media library because they can be quite big. So we would externally upload those to something like Vimeo, because with that, then it is easier to just replace a link, or not even replace a link, you can replace a source file on Vimeo. So that updates in the course. But yeah, being able to update the actual media library would be a real benefit.
In terms of challenges, there's one feature that we often get quite narky with, which is the trickle, which not every client wants it, but sometimes it is needed, but it can be quite a time-consuming thing to configure. And when you need to run updates right at the end of the course and you've got to run through that yourself, it's a nightmare. So to be able to, we can turn it off, but then all the settings have gone. So to be able to sort of disable it temporarily would be really good.
Yeah.
That's a real pain, isn't it, one? But it still works well, yeah. So we're fine with that. But I'd say in terms of our process with clients about how they review things, when we share like preview links to them throughout the entire development process, which we have to do by creating our own.
Yeah, so we upload, like we publish the course and we'd upload it onto our own server and give them a sort of preview link. But if there was a way of actually previewing or being able to share a preview link in the software, or because I think that's the feature you can do with Rise. It's one of the features I do like about Rise, that you can do that.
I think there are ways, but then they can see all other projects, can't they? Yeah. But even not just the preview, just to be able to review and share comments on there would be unbelievably
marking
better.
Up.
So we have to kind of do that through other tools. We use Monday.com as a project management system, which we share with clients so we can communicate on there and track updates and comments and things like that. But if we could keep it all within the development software, that would be amazing.
We customize themes throughout, so we're happy that that there's not a lot of themes out there off the shelf, but that's something that because of the branding nature that we promote ourselves with, like actually having external themes that you can change to is not really a big deal for us. But if there were more menu variations, that would be quite useful, just because we don't like courses all looking the same. There are kind of two that we use. There's one that is the standard menu, but then there's another one what we've I think it's called Hot Graphic, which a couple of our clients use, which we love, but we've had to get it updated ourselves because I think it just doesn't work with the latest few frameworks. So we've had to almost customize it and to our client's need. But we do really like that. But if there were some more options out there off the shelf, that would be great.
Yeah, there's a few, like Carousel, which has like these slides that go past, and like a square, a tiles, I think it's called. And I can show you after this call, but yeah, there's some good ones out there. No, this has been a really nice conversation. Really good to hear your thoughts. Do you have any shout outs or wrap ups, like a part of the wrap up you'd like to say?
We can shout out you. I can't remember if we said, but in terms of when we've been using ADAPT for 7 years, but we moved to your service, how many years ago? About 4 years ago? Well, it was during lockdown, wasn't it? Being able to do it remotely and store everything on the cloud has been like really great for the way we work. We're back in the office now, but we still work half the week at home. We have one member of staff that works from Edinburgh. So us all being able to access in that way and know it's secure and updated and know we've got you on hand to help us has always been really beneficial. So I can do a shout out to you, definitely. but in terms of, things, can I say what we've got coming up? We're going to be at a couple of exhibitions. If anyone wants to come and see our work in person.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to be at the exhibiting at the World of Learning in October on the 10th and 11th. And then next year we'll be at the Festival of Work at Excel, or World of Learning's at the NEC in Birmingham. But yeah, that's just a good opportunity to meet people face to face and actually be able to demo some of our projects in person. It's really good.
Yeah, excellent. I'm glad to hear. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what you build and adapt in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Well, thanks again for appearing. And I'll talk soon.
Cheers, Simon.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
I have Kat and Mark with me from EGU. Hi there.
EGU.
EGU. Okay. Okay, start again.
Yeah, EGU. Like
EGU, gonna... EGU. Okay, sorry, I should have had
that. EGU.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it could be EGU. That's the idea, but we pronounce it EGU.
EGU, EGU. Right. Okay, cool. EGU, EGU. Okay, cool. Okay, okay.
Okay, indeed. How can I help?
My Google Home just started talking to me as well, so hopefully that doesn't happen again. Okay, cool. Okay.
Sorry, I don't understand.
It's one for the outtakes.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think it's stopped. Cool.